I think we left off last time after the Rambam had quoted the Gemara in Chagiga with the metaphor from Shir HaShirim of Dvash V'Chol of Tachas L'Shonech for Inyanim and Nistarim. So after the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, L'Havin Moshul U'Melitza Devei Chachamim V'Chidosim, let's pick up a line or two after where he quotes the pasuk from Mishlei of L'Havin Moshul U'Melitza. L'fichach roi l'odom shenofa l'yodo midiveyim dova harochok menasecha l'fidaito shelo yiyaches es hachisoron l'osam hadvarim ela yiyaches es hasicharon l'sichlo. Well, once a person understands that the given the nature of given the subject matter of Agadato, that because of that, Chazal intentionally cloaked the content, the substance of what they were saying in Mishalim. So then a person should realize that when he encounters something which seems to be nonsensical, so you should recognize that the shortcoming, the deficiency is not in not Achman al-Tzlan in the Divya Agadah, but in his own Seichel. U'kshayira moshal mimishleihem shepshuto rochuk misichel ma'od rot we lo lehitztarer ma'od al sichlo she'enu mevin ha'senyan. We're just sort of I think we're kind of casual when there's something in learning we don't understand. Okay. So turn the page and roil over hits time. Oh, a person should it's upsetting to realize that one is sufficiently far from truth, that the words of Chazal are stumim v'chasumim, is a source of tzar. Roy lo litzar ma'od al sechlo she'enem mevir ha'senyan at sheniyu etzlo kol ha'amitos betachlos ha'richut. Right, and the person is sufficiently removed, distant, hakadekach, that these profound truths to him appear nonsensical. Ki yisron hascholim zal zeh ki yisron hamizogim. Kashem shemezeg ish zeh tov v'kov yosel hamamutza. Same way in terms of the physical balance within the body. Sometimes what one person's again, the different elements are better balanced. Mimezeg yishacher, kach yasechel odom ze sholem umolei, yose misechel odom acher. Ve'ein sofek, she'ein sechel mishe yede inyan dak, kesechel mishe hu sochel ba'osu inyan. The intellect of a person who understands something subtle, a subtle truth, his seichel is something which is qualitatively different than someone who doesn't. Ki ha'echad hu seichel b'foal, v'hasheni seichel b'koach. This is a leitmotif in the Rambam's writings, this distinction between seichel b'foal and seichel b'koach. Later, when the Rambam is, quickly we'll get to that a little bit later this morning, But when the Rambam is giving us an example of how to understand Agadita, how at first glance it can seem very strange and nonsensical, but when one understands it as it was intended, one sees the profound wisdom. So the Rambam talks about the Maimel Chazal of Enel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alama Ala Abel Amo Shal Halacha Belvad. So towards the end of that, the Rambam has, I don't know, it's not really close to it, but if you see where he quotes the pasuk of Vayavohu Mikol Ha'amim Lishmoa Eschachmas Shlomo, and I don't know, in this edition it's a whole column after that. So the Rambam writes, Hachochma hi asher mosifa betchunaso. Chochma is what enhances a person's essence, umma'atika oso, and it moves him, right? Vayatek misham ha'ora. Umma'atika oso, ma'atike hashmua, av lechach meha masora, who transmit the masora from one generation to the next. Umma'atika oso, mimahus pechusa lemahus na'ala. Chachma, again, in English, we don't really use transfer in this kind of context, but it moves the person, it transfers the person from a lesser, lower essence to a higher, more noble essence. Shaharei, and here's the line. Shaharei hayo odom bekoach, v'nasa odom befoal. Until this point, he was really only had potential to be human. Ki ha'odom kodem sheyaskil enu elke behemos. If a person doesn't exercise his seichel, he's no different than animals. Shaharei eino nivdal mish'or minei ba'le ha'chayim ela bihigayon. And again, bihigayon, the Rambam means abstract intelligence. There is, you know, sort of concrete intelligence, but animals have that also. The one above the camera tells a story about a shore who figured out how to open a barrel very adroitly. But there's no abstract intelligence there. I'm just talking about the capacity for abstract truth, ultimately to have emunah b'Hashem, who's not physical, which is the ultimate truth, the ultimate abstract truth. So when I was talking about seichel here, he's not talking about sort of a concrete intelligence, but a capacity for abstract intelligence. It's that which makes a person human, because animals are, I don't know, you go to the zoo, so the I know the monkeys, the apes, they also have sort of a degree of concrete in intelligence. This understanding that a person is not born human, but a person is born with a capacity to become human. Now, in practically in halacha, we don't operate with that, because it's not given to us to form those judgments as to who has or who hasn't actualized that. So, in terms of how we interact with people, so we don't sort of sit back and try to pass judgment and the chiyuvim. Whether it's chiyuvim to Bnei Noach, whether it's chiyuvim to other Jews, so we don't make these judgments. But Klapei Shmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who can make these judgments, so we're not born human, we're not born special. What's special about when we're born is the capacity and the potential that we have. So the Rambam, in a similar vein, writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Parak Dalet Halachas, Nefesh Kol Basar Hi Tzurasu Shenasan Lo Hakel. The essential defining quality of a person is the nefesh. V'hadas Hayesera Hamitzuya V'nafsho Shel Adam Hi Tzurasu HaAdam Hashalim B'dayto. So the Rambam describes the Tzura initially as, again, it's a potential. And then the Adam HaShalem is a person who has who has realized that potential. It's this distinction which underlies the Rambam's view on Hashkocha as well. It's why the Rambam says that Hashkocha Pratis is not something that a person's entitled to and that's automatically forthcoming, to the degree that the person is human, so to that degree has Hashgacha Pratis. The Rambam Shita, many other Rishonim have this as well, is that Hashgacha Pratis is for people. It's not Hashgacha Pratis for animals. With all due respect to Lassie, there's no Hashgacha Pratis for animals. And sort of one corollary to that is, so to the degree that a person lives humanly, so to that degree, he elevates himself and is worthy of Hashgacha Pratis. So we're kind of offended when someone tells us that we're no different than a behemoth. We sort of take offense at that. But when you sort of, leaving aside that self-defense instinct, there's something very, very compelling and also demanding about what the Rambam says. A person is not born with entitlement. A person is not entitled. A person is blessed with potential. He's blessed with a capacity, but. A person's not entitled. A person needs to actualize and realize that potential. And that's what this distinction that the Rambam has and between Seichel B'Foal and Seichel B'Koach reflects. We like to think that we're sort of innately special. It sits better with us. And we are in the sense of potential, in the sense of capacity, in the sense of what we can be. But that's the extent of what's innate. The extent of what's innate is the extraordinary potential and the extraordinary capacity that we're given. But after that, how much of that translates and how much of that gets realized is up to us. Then the Rambam goes on to give a moshel. We're not going to read it together. About how the lack of knowledge can. Will, not just can, but will render something which is really true nonsensical in the eyes of someone who lacks that knowledge. So he's talking about the science of being able to measure angles and be able to calculate the size of things even at a great distance. He talks about the relative size of the sun relative to the earth, etc. Then if you see where the Rambam says, it's a few lines before he quotes the Gemara in Erevin of Libon Shal Rishonim Kipisho Shal Ulam. A few lines before he quotes the Gemara in Erevin of Libon Shal Rishonim Kipisho Shal Ulam. If you go a few lines before that, Ba'al Kein Tzrichen Ono L'Shaper Emunaseinu Bohem. ulahetiv ha'iyin bahem, ulo nechbaz lahachik davar mehem. We shouldn't be quick. We shouldn't sort of be impetuous in being dismissive of divi agadata chas v'shalom. El kol davar mehem she'yavochot me'itanu, whatever is, again, very distant from our being able to understand, nishtadel, we should exert ourselves, b'limudim, ad she'novin es kavanosim b'mayim hazeh, im yejdai b'sechleinu lohavin zos. We may not be able to understand it. Shaharei heim aleim hashalom, chazal, im kol acharitzus, shehoysa bahem, with all their diligence, b'bakoshas hachochma, in pursuit of chochma, v'tuvei seichel, and again, of such fine intellect, umelumodim, and learned, ubechevas anoshim gedolim, and they were surrounded, they with similarly great people, uprushim mehanos haolam, and they weren't mired in materialism and physicality. Afal pichein hayu miyachasim es hachisaron la'atzman b'hashval la'kodmim lahem. Even Chazal, their self-assessment was that there had been a yiridus hadoros. V'hu amam libon shel rishonim kipischo shel ulam, the heart, or probably better translated, the mind of rishonim, was open as wide as the opening to the ulam. Mishalachronim afilu kemachat sitkis eino. You don't even have the eye of a needle. Kol sheken anachnu, says the Rambam, sheim heder hadas v'hachochma mimenu kemo shehisra bonu yisale, that we've lost chochma as HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned would happen. Lachain hinni Yosef lahaflias omazah hafle vafala, v'ovdo chokmas chachonov, ubinas nivonov tistatar, nisyachit kol echad mimenu ba'abo advarim. So we are lacking, we are deficient in comparison to Chazal in four respects. Number one, chulshas hasechel, the weakness of the intellect. Number two, chozek hataiva, the intensity of our taivas. Number three, va'atzlos milavakesh chachma. Right, the laziness in pursuit of chachma, and on the contrary, va'halihitos levakoshes hanasa olam, and the opposite of laziness, the passion for pursuing worldly pleasures. Abo shvatai haroim. So ech lo neyaches as hachisar la'atzmenu b'hashva aleihem. So given again that we are deficient in these four crucial respects, so how can we not recognize that when the words of Chazal appear nonsensical to us, that the deficiency is in us, not in what Chazal said? So here too, this is also a theme which the Rambam returns to, that sort of seichel and guf don't operate independently, in the sense that the more a person stresses the physical and the material, stresses meaning unduly, disproportionately, it doesn't mean that he's careful to maintain good health and to eat a good diet, but disproportionately the lehitos levakoshes hanos haolam. So guf and seichel impact each other, they influence each other, and as a result, a person who's lohut lebakoshas hanoas ha'olam, inevitably that will interfere with and detract from his ability to understand, again, not just in a practical and pragmatic sense, not just in the sense that if he's devoting time to it, so that's time that's diverted from Bakashas HaChokhmah, but in terms of the capacity that the person has, if a person is Magushimdik, his Seichel becomes Magushimdik also. A person is again, Shakua in Olam Hazeh, in the Hanos of Olam Hazeh, so the Seichel becomes Magushimdik also. So there is this, again, this interplay, this interaction between Seichel and Guf. And that's what is being depicted here in terms of why our understanding is limited because of, again, the Chozek HaTaiva and the Lehitus, the Vakoshas HaNos HaOlam. You have this again, again, towards the end of the Rambam's explanation of the Maim Chazal of Emel Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Ela Arba Amos Shalachah Bilvad. I don't know, maybe 20 lines before he quotes, he refers to Masach HaZavos, and a few lines after that he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Et Tom L'Chachamim Anachnu. So around 20 lines or so before that, the Rambam says Aval Im Hasogas Hamuskalos Yischayev la azov es halihitus leta'anugim hagashmiyim. When a person achieves some degree of understanding of dvarim muskalim, so if he wants to go further, so that's mechayev him to abandon, again, the pursuit of physical pleasure as, again, as an end unto itself. Ki b'muskel rishon, it's intuitive, right? Muskel rishon means some things we only understand after thinking long and hard, and some things we understand b'muskel rishon, right? It's even the first time we think about it, it's intuitive. Ki b'muskel rishon musag shechorban hanefesh b'tikun haguf. By tikkun haguf here, the Rambam means tikkun haguf, let's say, in the, I don't know, in the Greek sense of the word. He doesn't mean that the body should be healthy. He means sort of when a person is looking to have, let's say, the Greeks sort of worship the body and everything about the body should be sculpted to perfection. The Rambam means tikkun haguf in that sense. Not that a person is healthy, not that a person exercises a reasonable amount. It's intuitive. If a person is prioritizing the body, so that's at the expense of the nefesh. And if a person is prioritizing the nefesh, again, that means that he doesn't allow, again, the guf to be independently important. The same interconnectedness between seichel and guf, that the focus on the guf is something which has a destructive, again, focus on the guf meaning disproportionately as an end unto itself, as a person just looking for hanoa, the shame hanoa, ki b'muskel rishon musag shechorban hanefesh b'tikun haguf. It causes a chorban hanefesh. This is by no means, this idea is not limited to the Rambam, but by any means, for instance, you have the Cholos Halvavos in the Hagdoma to the Shah of Avos Hashem, writes as follows. He says that the Sha'ar immediately preceding Avos Hashem in Cholos Halvavos is Sha'ar HaPrishus. He says, V'al kein hikdamnu Sha'ar HaPrishus l'Sha'ar HaZeh. Ki min hanimna mimenu, it's impossible. It's simply impossible, says the Cholos Halvavos. Shetisyashev Ahavas HaBoi b'libeinu, a person can't have Avos Hashem Im Hisyashev Avas Ha'olam Banu. If a person loves Olam Hazeh, again, he's not talking about the love, the Vilna Gaon loved Olam Hazeh also. The Vilna Gaon loved Olam Hazeh without doing mitzvahs, without being Obed Hashem. That's not what the Chodos is talking about. He's talking about tailgating. He's not talking about shaking a lulav on Sukkos. Kimin hanimna mimenesh etzisyashev avas habari bilibeinu im hisyashev avas ha'olam banu. The two are contradictory. The two are mutually exclusive. Min hanimna, it's impossible. And it's only when kasha yia leiv hama'amin reik me'ava sa'olam uponu mita avosav, only when a person's heart, mind is empty, is free of that type of Megushim dik avas olam haza. Then tisyashev ahavas habori beliba. Then the person is open to and can develop avas Hashem. Somewhere here, I think he has. One second. I think he even has a moshel to fire and water in terms of how they're. How they're contradictory, but I don't see it right now. I think so. The Rambam continues here, again, after he had just quoted the phrase from Yechezkel of Arba'as Shvatai Horaim, literally my four bad punishments. Ube yodam aleim hashalom es inyan hazeh, v'shekol divayim nikiyim mibli sig bohem, Chasu aleihem v'hesiru shalol zal bohem v'omru kol ham. This is again as identified here. This is in our parak and in Hanizakin. Kol ham malig al divrei chachamim, a person who scoffs, who ridicules divrei chachamim, nidon b'tzoar osachas. So says the Rambam, what does it mean, tzoar v'sachas? Extraordinary pshat here. Ve'ein lecha tzoar v'sachas gedol yosem en asichlus shevi'asu lahalig. Tzoar sort of represents the ultimate in terms of physicality. And that's what the tzoar, the waste, is sort of something which even in the physical, right, the body absorbs what it can use from the food that we take in, and the rest, the waste, so then the body rejects, and so tzoa is sort of the lowest in terms of physicality, right? That's what the metaphor of tzoa is. So says the Rambam, Ein lecha tzoa v'sachas gedola, the ultimate tzoa, boiling tzoa, is hasichlus sheviyasa lahalig, because that sichlus is a function of the person being shakua in the materialism and in the physicality. That's what's responsible for the sichlus. V'lachein, says the Rambam, lo timtza la'ola misha marchik es divrehem, Ela odem mevakesh taiva, mevaker sahanos hachushios, b'mishalohuar b'klum min ha'oros habehirim. those who ridicule Chazal are people who fundamentally are devoted to pursuit of pleasure. And accordingly, again, so that has constrained their sefer. Umipnei sheyadu ba'amitus divrehem kolu bahem eschayehem. Chazal devoted their lives, v'tzivu lishkot aleihem ba'layla u'b'ktzos hayom. Right? En adam lo mirov chochmos ala ba'layla. That's why Chazal said that we should be so diligent in pursuit. The covers us the tachlis, ukefi shekainu, and in reality it is. Okay, maybe I think in other contexts we've looked at this part. We'll maybe just begin it now. V'omru eino HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo ela chutz me'ava amo shel halacha. There's nothing that really kaviyochol interests HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world other than the dalad amo shel halacha. V'hizbonin b'inyan hazeh. Reflect on this. Shem ta'ayin bo kipshuto. If you just look at it simply, which in this context would mean simplistically, Terenu rochok betachlis mina emes. It would be just wrong. It would be a wrong assertion on behalf of Chazal. Ki'ilu arba amos shel halacha bilvad hein atachlis. Ve'ilu sh'or hachofmos v'hayidiyos yihum buznochos. Right? Arba amos shel halacha l'ch'ora doesn't include Maisa Breshis, doesn't include Maisa Merkova. And seemingly, this Maimah Chazal is being dismissive of all that. Ubizman Shem Va'ever, and the implication of this would be that Shem Va'ever, Bishala Achorav, Shala Hoysa Shem Halacha. So the world was, and therefore everyone populating the world, was nothing. Ain't suffix lahoya la kajbahu bolam klub. However, says the Rambam, again, this is an example of how one needs to understand the depth and the profundity of what Chazal is saying. Aval nta'ayin b'inyan hazeh b'iyun ma'amik tereh sheyesh ba min hachoch madova nifla. V'timtzu shakolu ba'odova godol min hamuskalas. Va'aniya va'arenu l'cho kideh sheyezeh kemosho l'sh'or ma sheyova liyadcha v'lachayim hizbonin bo karo'i. So that's interesting here. I don't know. Well, what does that mean by that? When he says, I'll explain this Maimer Chazal to you, and that will serve as a moshal for other Maimer Chazal that you'll encounter. So it sounds like he means more than just, you know, it's a moshal that you should know, that what seems nonsensical at first glance, when a person is, again, exerts himself intellectually and has the siyata d'shmaya, when a person understands it, we'll see the depth and profundity. But it sounds like the Rambam means more than that. It sounds like the Rambam says that if we really study this example carefully, the Rambam is giving us a derech in learning Agadata. That's what it sounds like, right? V'ani avarenu l'cha k'deshi azeh k'mosho l'sh'or ma'asher yavol li'yodcha v'lachein hizbonin bo karo'oi. So reflect carefully on what I'm telling you, says the Rambam, because I'm giving you a derech in learning Agadata. Da. Ki akadmonim, the chachamim of earlier generations, chaku chakira nifla'a. Kifi ha-chachma shahaysa lahem v'tuv ha-secha. They posed a wondrous question, v'hisames etzlam, and they uncovered a truth, shekol nimtza, whatever exists, lo yitachein, mibli sheyesh lo tachlis, shelimatraso hoyisa mitziyuso. There's a purpose, there's a function for everything that exists. Ki ein shum davar shum motzei l'reik. There's nothing that exists for no reason. Umeacha shen nis amsa lohem ha'anocha klolos hazos. And once this axiom became clear to them, osku bepirte kol hamitzius, they analyzed everything kedeladas tachlis kol min minaminim, to understand what the function, what the purpose of everything is. The where did this yisod come from? So elsewhere the Rambam explains, because A person who's a chacham, so achas kama v'kama, if we're not talking about a person, but we're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't do things which are not purposeful, right? It's futile and therefore foolish just to spin your wheels. It's a sign of chokhmah that a person does things which are purposeful, which are calibrated to achieving something. So if we see that amongst people, so kal v'chomer ben beno, shal kal v'chomer l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where this axiom comes from. Then the Rambam goes on to explain, I don't think we need to read it all together inside, that avol b'derech klal, this is right after the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Vayavo mikol ha'amim l'shmoa es chokhma Shlomo. That Shlomo HaMelech understood within the workings of the world just what every system was intended for, what every ecosystem was intended for in terms of the larger Bria. So Shlomo HaMelech's knowledge was so great and unique in this realm. Aval b'derech klal, what one can generally say is that kol hanimtzoim mitachas galgal hayareach, everything that exists underneath the sphere of the moon, literally, right? The conception that the Rambam's cosmology, it wasn't his original cosmology, it was very prevalent in earlier times, was that sort of the world consists of several concentric spheres, of which the earth is the central one, and then the sphere closest to the earth is the one where the moon is embedded in the sphere, and then the sun, the stars are all in further distant from the sphere of the moon. So nimtza mitachas gal galyareach means what's on earth. Tachlis, that's what it means. That's just in the Rambam's vocabulary. That's a way of saying what's on earth, the trees, the vegetation, the mineral deposits, etc. Aval b'derech klal kol hanimtza mitachas galgal yareach lo nimtzu el b'shvil ha'odim bilvad. That's what the Kadmonim say, and Rav Sadia Gaon has like this in Emunas V'Deis as well, and that's the view that the Rambam subscribed to here in the Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos. In the Mora, he's Chozerbo, he changed his mind and said that we don't really know even Tachas Galgal HaYareach, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different things. Right, when you're trying to sleep in a hot summer night and there's a mosquito buzzing around you, so one wonders, why did the world need mosquitoes, right? So the Rambam says, don't bother trying to stay awake thinking about that, you're not going to figure it out. We don't know why things exist. Even Tachas Galgal HaYareach. The fact that Tachas Galgal Yareach, Odom is unique and singular, that doesn't necessarily mean that everything was created for our sake. L'maisa, Gemara has in brachos and vav and mebeis. Amar Rabbi Chelva, my kizek kol ha'adam. Right, the pasuk at the end of Kohelet. So dava kol nishma selokim yira, v'es mitzvos of shemua kizek kol ha'adam. What does it mean kizek kol ha'adam? Amar belaza, amar kadosh baruch hu, amar belaza, amar kadosh baruch hu kol olam kulo lo nivra ella b'shvil ze. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shokol Zeh Kenegad Kol Olam Kulo. So Bemes, those two opinions in Chazal really are the same two opinions as what the Rambam originally subscribed to, what Rav Sadia has as well in Emunas V'Dayis, that Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. It sounds like it's there to for us. We do know why it's there. Again, we may or may not, you know, to varying degrees, we may be able to explain, you know, what the function of everything is. And the second says, no, shokol zekenegim kol olam kula. We're saying that in terms of worth, in terms of intrinsic value or worth, so that's what kizek kol adam means, but very clearly avoiding saying that kol olam kulo niver ela b'shvil zeh. So it seems to be that these two opinions already are two deis here in Chazal. Okay, we'll stop.